This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I love money. Okay, let's talk about money. Money, 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 money.
That would have been from being really nice and sweet to now I love money.
Right. Money. Consumer confidence growing. Good news. A lot of retailers and service providers see it as a green light to share their messages. A lot of advertising, a lot of optimism about the Christmas. Oh, wash up my mouth with soap.
I've already started shopping, Dougie.
Oh, my God. Okay, so let's focus more on the matters at hand. School opening, college shopping, that time of year. Students heading back to school. Before they do, they need to spend some money. Families with college students will spend just about $900 on back-to-school shopping this year, according to the National Retail Federation. This is a lot of money, I think, paying for everything from mini refrigerators to shower caddies. Purchases need to be replaced every year, don't they? You can move from one room to another. You don't carry that same stuff with you. Plus, those shower caddies all get rusty.
Yeah, the caddies have got to go. But you can keep your refrigerator, I would think.
Yeah, probably, right. So anyway, the students are getting money from their parents. Where else are they getting money? Do you remember when you went out? I don't remember spending. I don't remember. I guess my father paid for half my school, and I paid for the other half.
And you lived on campus, right?
I lived on campus for 2 years. I was in the dorm, and then I was a dorm counselor the sophomore year. And then my junior year, I went to another dorm to be a counselor. And my senior year, lived off campus with a bunch of the guys. And there was some strange things that went on in that house, which will not be repeated.
I'd love
like
to
Animal
know.
House.
I was to a point. Yes, it was. Yeah.
Were you like a hit with the ladies in college, or were you kind of a late bloomer?
I was a late bloomer.
That's what I would think.
Yeah, I would guess so.
I was very quiet, and there wasn't much attention focused on me. And by the way, I was working anyway. I had a job on a farm when I was going to college. I had a job on a farm. I was milking bull semen. Northern Ohio.
Not the lady grabber, if I've ever
heard
of
that. Wait, that's a thing? I thought that's like a Chevy Chase movie joke.
No. There was a bull farm in Tiffin where I went to school. It was Northern Ohio. It was NOFA. But I'm trying to remember what the NOFA stood for. Anyway, we had 40 bulls.
So did you have to show them, like, pretty women cows to get them to, you know? Like, how did that work?
It was a pretty gross.
Just to wear lipstick, Dougie?
Just gross. It really was. All right,
what's the point of milking a bull?
You get the semen out of it.
Sperm is used for
artificial insemination.
Because most cows aren't having fun when they get pregnant.
Most cows are not like on my farm. Yeah. I got a bull running with the cows right now, but that's not how it works with most farms.
Oh, okay.
Got it?
Okay. Yes.
It's kind of like the turkey baster.
Right.
Concept,
yeah, except it involves a very long glove.
Yes, it
does.
Okay. So I was working on the radio station. I had three jobs when I was in college. So I didn't have much time for anybody anyway. I had a girlfriend sort of toward the end. Well, I had a couple of different girlfriends, but the one I had toward the end was the one that actually she came back here and lived for a year until she found I didn't want to get married, and then she went off and found somebody else to marry.
So this marriage edict was even alive back then, huh?
Well, it's funny how
college
changes as you get older. Anyway, so back to the real story here, and that's
Duck's right out of Medicare, and he still doesn't want to get married.
Come on. Anyway, I get married under the right circumstances.
Right.
Anyway, the retail stores, pulling out all the stops. There are checklists. Students are getting the opportunity to create their own registry. It's kind of like getting married. Speaking about that. the back to college season, how many more things people can be, how many more themes can there be to get people into the stores? Overstock.com has an interesting way of, and that's a place to buy stuff. It's fairly inexpensive, right? Everybody here buy from Overstock.com?
I have in the past, yeah.
Yeah, right. What's the appeal?
It's $2 shipping, I think, or at least it used to be. Yeah. And it's, you know, you can get good stuff and you can get it at a discount.
Yeah.
I just, it was, and now the thing about it, yesterday I spent some time on Amazon. I spent yesterday as a sort of a reflective day, and I was buying some books online. And by the way, there's nothing similar. Amazon talks about, or people talk about, how easy it is to buy books on.
Oh, it so is.
No. It
one click. I just have to have training with you, Dougie.
Oh, okay. All right. Anyway, the way that people, there are lists of college books. You know, they have, I tend to buy now most of my books on Amazon, and I tend to use Amazon pretty much for that. But I did find myself surfing around yesterday looking at, because I looked at the toolbar across the top and different categories of things that are available, and I find it amazing what appeals to whom. And how much stuff they have on Amazon. You're talking about things getting ready for college. Wow. You can really find, and it's, you know, I'm saying,
well, that's when I stopped using Overstock, because Amazon just has everything. And I'm kind of addicted.
Well, look at Macy's is closing 160 stores because of Amazon, more or less, or all the stuff that's online. And so is Walmart.
And that's too bad, because there is something wonderful about going out into the store and touching and feeling and figuring out what you want. Yeah. But, man, when it's easy and you already know, and to just type it into a search bar and order it and it's there the next day, that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of money, here's a question for us to ponder for a few minutes. The focus on all the people that are coming to our country as refugees. We seem to be finding money for them, federal money, to take care of them. Housing, clothing, food, that sort of thing. But nobody has quite yet figured out how to take care of all the veterans, the homeless veterans.
Right. Yep.
That and other Americans who are in need. So why is it that we're finding money and using it? Why are we allowing it when there's so many people who are native, who deserve the consideration, that are not getting it? Why is that? How is it that we get our priorities so screwed up? Something to reflect on in a moment. 14 after the hour.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Granger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Granger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgranger.com/safety or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over. Well, actually, Control, I'm kind of bored. I think you cut out, QL1. It sounded like you said you were bored. That's affirmative, Control. You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored? It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes. All right, you cut out for sure this time. Did you say I can get a mortgage approval in minutes? That's right, Control. Minutes. Whether you're purchasing a new house or refinancing your existing home, Rocket Mortgage securely pulls your pay stubs and bank statements to build you a custom mortgage solution so you get exactly what you want. Wow, that is exciting. Yep, definitely better than months of dehydrated ice cream and powdered orange drink.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back-to-school order.
Here you go. And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples, make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store staples.com for details.
All right, we got 16 after the hour here on the Good Day program. Doug, Victoria, Jennifer. So is this a rhetorical question, or do we post it at Facebook? We have the continuing conversation at Good Day Show or Facebook. Well, how do we have the money for all these refugees and not have money to take care of veterans? That's really the question, isn't it? Think about it.
It is, and it's all about political power and who brings in votes. And vets are already here, right? So refugees bring in new votes, and they become a priority.
Hmm. Well,
how can refugees vote?
Yeah, well, that's the point. Hello, there are a lot of people. That's back to voter ID and who's actually getting in to vote and all of that, that big scam. But this is an outrage, frankly, as far as I'm concerned. It is a damnable outrage. All right, money in our focus. The story of Robert Parks reviewing copies of cash checks in his monthly bank statement. Noticed something odd on a check his wife wrote to Visa for $3,200. It wasn't her writing. This is why we need, you see, he's like I am, and that's why I sort of brought this up, because I want my checks. I want to see the checks. I don't want to do all the digital stuff. This fellow's looking at this check, and he says, it's not my wife's signature. That's not my wife's writing. The check was no longer made out to Visa, but to a mail order house in Seattle. This is a new scam called check washing. Have you heard about it?
No. Mm-hmm.
Using chemicals to lift the ink, thieves raid your mailbox. They take the check out. Now, people can say, well, that's all the more reason to do the paying of your bills online. Well, I think that we all have different things. I would like to trust the system. And as long as I choose to use checks, I want them to be legit. I want the situation to be handled legit. But the people who use crystal meth in California, Arizona, Nevada are big users of this, according to postal inspectors, Jen.
Mm-hmm.
Chemicals they use to wash the checks are also used in cooking the drugs. This sounds like an episode of Burning Bad. What was that thing?
Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad.
That's so these guys are just raiding mailboxes and finding anything that looks like a check and then taking that. Wow.
Yep. Crazy. And they use the drugs to get the old ink off and they put new ink on.
Jeez. I haven't written a check in so long. So
really?
Yeah.
I write them. I wrote four or five yesterday. I don't know. I just think that it's, for me, it's comfortable. We all have to have our comfort level, and
it's just too bad that, you know, people figure out ways to take away your comfort zone. I mean,
right.
You know, and as soon as we all get used to, technology is crazy.
Exactly. I will not use the online banking privileges that the president of my bank keeps saying to me, why don't you use the thing? Because I see too many people getting hacked. Too many people, you put your social security number. You got to be crazy to do that.
I found out on Friday afternoon, right before I left for a weekend, that someone has my social security number and has opened three Verizon cell phone accounts with it.
Luckily, Verizon mind. Is that okay?
Sure. I have to go file a police report today, so that's
really
not fun. They're not going to do anything. This is what can they do? I mean, they're not going to find the person who somehow hacked something that has my information
in it.
Well,
so is it closed out now? Do you have
protected Verizon's,
now? It's okay.
Verizon somehow knew it was fraudulent, and they did close the account 2 weeks after it was opened, but I don't know. They can't investigate until I have a police report, and they can't tell me how they knew it was fraudulent, which I think is very bizarre, too.
They can't or they won't?
Well, they said that's their policy.
So yeah, because they don't want you going for vengeance.
No. They don't want
against
you to
the person
hire
or
a lawyer to sue.
Or against them,
Right. A typical Verizon.
They're the worst.
America's worst company. Right behind Amerikanski Airlines. Okay. No complaints. It's Monday. Monday and Friday, we don't complain. We just sort of do it. If you know what I mean? 21 after the hour.
Our Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Yeah, that's my girl in the passenger seat. Witness them dancing around, causing a scene. That's my girl, sipping Crown and Sprite and a ball cap turned back. Ooh, she got me like, yeah, baby girl, you're gonna do it again. Thanking all the guys, wishing you were with them, but I bet they don't see what I see when I see my girl. Every night when she goes to bed, she hits her knees and bows her head.
Check out some of the new music this week. New Music Monday. This is right up Jen Jen's alley. Dylan Scott.
Yeah, that's my girl.
My girl.
When the damn dancing around comes in a sing, that's my girl.
She's got a debut album, Jen Jen.
Yeah, I haven't heard it before, but I like it.
This fellow wrote about his high school sweetheart, who's now his wife. Yo, my girl. See if you can find Kara. See if you can find the original My Girl. This is a new My Girl, but there was a My Girl back in the 60s.
No. It's New Music Monday. It's not old.
Compare.
It's not Art Friday. Old Art Friday.
Excuse me. Quite disrespectful. Thank you very much. I'm going to report you to your father. Does he know you talk like that?
Wait a minute. We established on Friday that Jennifer is in charge of our HR, so you have to report Jen to Jen.
Report me, and I'm not going to write myself up.
Right.
I like this guy's voice.
My girl. This is that song, actually.
Yes, I did. Are we going forward with this?
Yeah.
Lady?
What, my girl? I just want to
compare. Yeah, it's a good song.
There you go.
It doesn't have to be.
What can make me feel this way? My girl.
Now, if you can mix in the new My Girl hair, I will be very impressed.
Not sure the genres mesh well together.
Blend this particular. All right, let's see. Next, a new music item from Blind Pilots. Rushing, what is that?
No idea.
You're cranking up here so you can get the gist of it. Portland, Bruce, Indy, based in Indy,
Tahlequah is a place in Oregon.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Right. Never been.
All right, me either. Okay, next item from New Music Monday is a group called Bourgeois.
Gorgeous. Like gorgeous, but gorgeous.
No, this is spelled like bourgeois.
But it's pronounced gorgeous.
How am I supposed to know that?
Because it's gorgeous, but gorgeous.
It's bourgeois. Anyway.
No, I was missing a couple letters that bourgeois
it's not. That's not how bourgeois is spelled, but okay. It's gorgeous. Away.
Lost and Found, the name of this tune, from the new album's dance album. This guy's a DJ. Right?
He is.
Borger, is that how you pronounce his name?
Yeah, that's why he's Borges.
Really?
John Borger became Borges.
Really? In his own mind, apparently. Right, so these guys make albums and music out of other people's music. That's what DJs do. Right? They figure out how to mix this stuff all together and create some sort of new sound from old
stuff. Yeah, sometimes they'll take like a lick from a popular song, or they'll write new parts for a singer. Like in this instance, Neon Hitch is a British singer who was good friends with Amy Winehouse, and she is the female voice on it, and then he puts all the beats and everything together.
Oh, okay. All right. Coming up in the next half hour, what the Dallas Cowboys are not allowed to do as
win.
We get into their
football.
Okay, that could be part of it, I suppose. 28 after the hour.
Christian Faith Publishing is looking for Christian authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Christian Faith Publishing reviews each and every book submitted to them, and they give you their feedback. And if they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So whether you've written an inspirational work, a novel, a children's book, poetry, or a biography, and want to get it published, you need to call Christian Faith Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-515-6417 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-515-6417. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-515-6417. That's 800-515-6417. Work with a publisher who shares your core Christian values of integrity and honesty. Call Christian Faith Publishing at 800-515-6417 for your free author submission kit.
If you run a business, plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that some vans are too small, others too big. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. With unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall, it's big enough for the job. Yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles, and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. During the Metris Summer Savings event, save $3,000 on all 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris models. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Offer valid only to qualified customers for purchase or lease of eligible 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris vans. Cashback only available on the purchase or lease of a 2016 Metris van from new dealer stock. See your authorized Mercedes-Benz Vans dealer or mvvans.com website for full offer details. Offer ends August 31st, 2016.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Good day program. Doug, Jennifer, and Victoria arguing about how tall Nathan Fillion is. I think we've decided he's over 6 feet tall, so that
he
show is gone.
He's 6'2", according to Wikipedia.
Eyes are blue. Coochie, coochie, coochie coo. You can't do coochie coo with Stanya Katic anymore because they tried it and didn't work, and so the program went away. That's really going overboard, don't you think? Going a little bit far, so that it ruins their relationship. Ruined. They had an off-screen affair for a couple of years, and then he decided he didn't want to be with her anymore, and she got ticked off. And they worked for a couple of years, though. Can you imagine how cold that set must have been?
It must have been hard to work on. And you know, those two guys that played Esposito and Ryan, they are like the nicest guys. I had a chance to meet with them. So it must have been a bummer to have a set that was so stressful when
So, but then there's nothing they can salvage from it to have, like with The Good Wife, they salvaged that to have an off, what do they call it? A spin-off. But they can't do that with Castle, apparently. So, here we go. 250 American Indians protesting the Dakota Access Pipeline that will extend from North Dakota to Chicago this past weekend. Protests and arrests in Cannonball, North Dakota. Some 30 police cruisers from local and state law enforcement agencies on the site. Protests taking place because apparently they're worried about oil problems, pollution and stuff. The pipeline goes within a mile of their Standing Rock Reservation. Is this something that we ought to know more about? Or because they're Native Americans, nobody cares? There are tribes. For those of you who have been to the Dakotas, know how many tribes of Indians. There are Indians and tribal lands all over the place. There are those who criticize the government for giving all this land to the Indians and complaining about the fact that they have non-taxable income from all these casinos because we did them wrong. And so now we have these sorts of things. But I don't know that anybody pays much attention to these sorts of things. And that's really why I'm bringing it to your attention right now, because I don't know that anything comes of this. But there have been lots and lots of protests about lots and lots of things. The reason I bring it up more than anything else isn't to necessarily underscore the plight of the American Indian, but to underscore for you how little you know by reading your morning newspaper. It's the same trash and tripe every single day. I don't know what to tell you. I'm a curious sort. So when I see stuff like this, I nose around. Sometimes I'll tell you some of these stories on the air because they're different, unusual, and important. Sometimes I won't. But in this circumstance, I use it as an example because I'm willing to bet that Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and most of you, if not all of you, haven't seen anything about this protest over the weekend. Am I right?
You're right. Correct.
Okay. There you go. Here's something that you did see and hear discussed over the weekend, other than the fact that Dallas Cowboys don't seem to be on their way to a winning season. They are not going to be permitted to place the arm-in-arm logo, which had been suggested, you know, to support the Dallas Police. They were asked if they could put them on their helmets during the preseason or the regular season, and the Cowboys said no. There were some decals on their helmets through training camp. You know, the officers who were killed in that sniper attack last month.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Vice President of the Cowboys said everyone has to be uniform with the league. So, in basic terms, the league said, you can't wear this. Now, does that annoy people? Does it make you feel like, these guys? I don't know what it doesn't.
It is annoying in the sense that now that I've learned a lot from you, Doug, about how the Susan G. Komen Foundation,
right.
How corrupt that seems to be, and that,
yep.
and yet the whole league gets behind that for breast cancer awareness.
Yeah,
so
well, because they get something out of it. They're not worried about helping somebody; they're worried about what they're going to get out of it. Frankly,
yeah, that might be it. Yep.
Yeah. Right. Okay. From Facebook. I'm still using Facebook more than Twitter, but that's just me. I'm just coming into my Facebook life and have for the past year or so. The rest of you are on Twitter, I know, and you say, why doesn't he get over on Twitter? Well, I don't know. I think because I find more information available to me by looking at information. For example, I believe, the story from North Dakota came from a Facebook post, as did this. I think that people are passing this around. I saw this on Facebook, liked and shared by a number of people. This is what the post says. This is it. This is food for thought. An assisted dying law would not result in more people dying, but in fewer people suffering. I believe that we ought to have a Kevorkian law, which would be, and it is in some states now, legal for doctors to help people who want to die, die. And so we get into this argument about playing God, or what happens if they're really not as sick as they think they are. Does that become a moral dilemma if somebody comes into you? Well, there are doctors now that are specializing in end-of-life treatment. So I think there are a lot of people who suffer needlessly. At the end, not only do they suffer needlessly, but it costs the insurers and the government a lot of money. So what I'm saying is that we, you know, there was a lot of talk during the discussion about Obamacare when he said, we're going to have these committees and they're going to decide whether you live or die. Yada, yada, yada. Well, whether there's truth to that or isn't truth to that, the fact in my mind is if you want to die, you ought to be able to die. What are they going to do to you after
you're
dead?
But what's stopping you? I mean, if you do want to die, you can already die. I mean, there's no law that says you can't die when you want.
Well, but some people don't have access to the stuff that would make it peaceful to die, and you can get that from a doctor.
You know, I don't buy that, actually.
But it's a violent death. You're putting a gun in your head and pulling a trigger.
No, but I'm talking about, I mean, yeah, there's that way. If you want to, I mean, if you want to go out that route, we can all die at any time, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there is hospice care, and, I mean, essentially that is sort of going out on your own terms. It's letting you be at home. It's providing you with comfort and medication, and really is the way that humans put themselves to sleep. So I think to put more legislation on the books, there are some dangers. I mean, it's not all just one-sided here. I mean, there's dangers for families. I mean, if you already have a hospice program that almost anybody can be a part of, then I don't see the need for further legislating
something that's
Dr. Kevorkian inspired.
But some people go in and out of hospice. I mean, my grandfather passed away last year and he was 95, but he'd, for the last 7 years of his life, he was bedbound and was going in and out of hospice based on, you know, if he lost a pound, then he'd be at the weight where he'd have to go back on hospice. And it just went back and forth, and he was not in any pain, and he literally just died of old age. But in that case, there are other people who are really suffering and don't have access if they're bedbound. They don't have access without help.
I just feel like if you have an illness, or if you have a disease like cancer, you're not going to go on and off of hospice. My grandmother, too, went on and off hospice a few times. But when she went off, that was actually good news for our family because she was in a place where she wasn't, you know, threatening to be on death's doorstep. I mean, it was kind of like it was exciting for us because she was doing better. I don't know. I feel like these programs are already out there. I think you're asking for a lot of trouble when you bring this responsibility into doctors' hands. I think it's tough. I think this is it's a decision that people go, oh, yeah, absolutely. People should have control over their own life. But think about what the additional legislation could mean. I don't know. I think it's something that we have to weigh really carefully. It is a moral decision.
All right, but it's good food for thought, and that's why the conversation continues. Twitter @GoodDayShow, facebook.com/GoodDay43, past the hour.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like Staples one subject notebooks for just 17 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4.
It's wicked good with the sausage, dude.
And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
What does today's modern living space look like? Renowned interior design team Marks & Friends have partnered with LG Electronics to showcase the home design trends of today's modern family.
One thing that's very important to all of our clients that we think is a huge design trend is to show off your television. You don't hide them anymore. For example, the LG Signature OLED TV, which is picture on glass, it's completely gorgeous, it's razor thin, and it's a work of art.
No matter your age or life stage, it seems technology is at the forefront of any design, and the TV remains king in the American home. LG's Dave Vanderwall.
Families want both form and function in their living room, and now LG's OLED television delivers on both. Beyond picture quality, which of course it is the best picture ever, it is almost an aesthetic art form in itself, so it blends into any kind of living room. The OLED television has the beautiful design that all families are looking for.
And there you have it, the 21st century living space.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one, and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury and safety Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event now through August 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and 0.99% APR financing on select models available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties. APR offer available only to qualified customers. Call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for details. Tells about costs and terms.
All right, 46 and change, almost 47 after the hour. Doug, Jen, Victoria, question about the amusement ride situation and what's safe since that boy died last week on that water slide in Kansas City. Spotlight has been put on amusement parks all around the country. There are four people who have died, four amusement park accidents reported across the U.S. just last week. Even though some of the rides are inspected, the accidents highlight the inconsistency. See, I think this goes for almost everything. This is more government BS when you have the illusion. It's kind of like the meatpacking industry. Supposedly, the FDA inspectors are in the meatpacking plants and slaughterhouses. They don't do anything. They sit and read a newspaper. I can tell you any number of stories. I've been in meatpacking plants and in slaughterhouses, and it's the same everywhere. Even in cattle, there's supposed to be an FDA or USDA inspector at all cattle sales. They don't do anything. They just sit there and read the newspaper. So is it the same sort of thing? I don't want to say that all of them are the same, but it looks to me like somebody's not doing their job.
Well, apparently it used to be a federal government thing, but then they've gotten away from it. So now it's all private inspectors, and so they're probably just sitting there reading newspapers. So well, whoever it is, they're
the
messing
up.
It's the
same thing on both sides without I don't think these things should even be allowed, frankly. I don't see what's the value to the citizenry of having these sorts of things. They're so damn dangerous. It's very, 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 very dangerous. You look at these things and wonder about regulations, whether they're enforced or they aren't. What do we have them for? Mm-hmm. Why? How many thrills and spills can you go through? And what is there? Why do we have this need? It's like going to scary movies.
Yeah. Well, and if you have the rules, why not follow them, though? I mean, a lot of these troubles have been with people that aren't following the rules. I mean, they're not suggestions. You know,
right.
This is not a suggestion that you need to be this tall or this old. This is the rule.
Right. Okay, Sarajevo, taxi drivers sticking posters of Robert De Niro on their cabs. He's going to be at the Sarajevo Film Festival this week for a screening of Taxi Driver. That's in his 40th year. De Niro plays a lonely, depressed Marine living on his own in New York who can't cope, so he drives a cab. And so they're going to use that. Taxi drivers have put up De Niro posters depicting him with his hair shaved into a mohawk onto their windscreens.
Well, so. I had that in my car, you guys.
Oh, dear.
Oh, yeah.
Good for you. It's funny how these iconic movies and pictures go. They travel around the world for various purposes. 10 before the hour.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one anyone suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
The most recognizable theme in the world. You gotta be pretty doggone close to it. Those iconoclastic John Williams movie themes from Star Wars, because we're remembering Kenny Baker, who was R2-D2, the Englishman that was, what, about 4'11 or something? How big was he, Chugger?
3'8".
3'8". Wow. And he was inside R2-D2. Played. He had a career as a vaudevillian, I think, when he got started, wasn't he?
I think so. And he also tried his hand at stand-up comedy. He was in a movie called Time Bandits with Sean Connery in 1981. Do you remember that film?
No, I don't.
Pretty good movie.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so anyway, the passing. I remember he said once, being people asked him about R2-D2, he says, it's just another acting job. That's all. There's another. He said it was hot and miserable.
Well, having said that, he must have had an amazing time on those sets of the original trilogy. I mean, that had to be incredible.
Absolutely. Okay, so we're going to do box office totals in a moment and get some other news. Is it true that Sandra Bullock and Kate Blanchett and let's see, who do we hear on Friday? The latest.
Rihanna has been added.
Hathaway. Who else?
Anne Hathaway, Rihanna, and Mindy Kaling?
No. There's somebody else on Friday.
Helen and Bonham Carter.
Nope. No, there's somebody else big time that's going to be in it. And I'm trying to remember now who it was. We'll figure it out whilst you listen to these words.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler. As a home improvement expert for the Money Pit, I get to try out lots of great products, and I featured the new Generac IQ2000 portable inverter generator on Fox & Friends. Wow, was everyone impressed. If you're looking for portable power for tailgating, camping, parties, or when the power goes out, you'll love the Generac IQ2000. It's quiet, smart, easy to use, and it's just $799, hundreds less than a Honda generator. The Generac IQ is the most versatile generator I've seen and will make sure you're never out of power. Order now and get free shipping, plus the first 100 listeners get a free copy of my book, Your Guide to Every Home Improvement Adventure. But the only way to get this offer is to visit GeneracIQ.com or call 800-965-1172. For free shipping and a free copy of my book, call 800-965-1172. That's 800-965-1172 or online at GeneracIQ.com. GeneracIQ.com.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, here we are, Chucker. I haven't figured out who this is. I guess maybe the biggest name is Sandra Bullock. I thought I saw somebody else being attached to it, but you know me. Sometimes my information is not all accurate, whereas your information is always.
Just so people know, you're talking about the casting of Ocean's 8, which is a female-oriented reboot or reversion of Ocean's 11 with an all-female cast, Anne Hathaway, Sandra Bullock, Rihanna, Kate Blanchett. It's a really good cast and should be a highly anticipated project when it comes out, I believe, in 2017 or 2018.
Yeah, all right. So we have box office totals from the weekend. What was the winner?
The winner, again, held the top spot for the second straight weekend. Warner Brothers' Suicide Squad, $43.7 million, $223 million in 2 weeks, $465 million worldwide. Now, it did take a 67% hit in ticket sales week to week. That's a little bit steeper than they would have liked, but let's see how it plays out in the next couple weeks. The R-rated Seth Rogen animated film Sausage Party did very well, Doug, $33.6 million, and reviews are actually really good. Disney's live-action version remake of Pete's Dragon did a so-so $21.5 million in its opening frame. As I said on Friday, for whatever reason, parents or families seem more comfortable going to animated movies than family live-action films. So this opening is just so-so. Number four, Jason Bourne, $13.6, $127 million in 3 weeks. And Bad Moms ran out the top five, $11.4. A very solid $71 million in 3 weeks. That shot on a $20 million budget. It's holding up week to week, which means word of mouth is actually pretty good. One other film of interest in box office, Florence Foster Jenkins, the new film of Meryl Streep, opened on 1,500 screens and placed eighth, did 6.5 in business, although that got really good reviews, and I'm confident that word of mouth will keep that movie strong.
And
for
Andrew
Poyd?
Is that going to be your wife? Is that Andrew Poyd movie?
Yeah, well, it might open in a few more hundred screens, but it'll probably round out at around a 2,000 screen release.
Yeah, I thought it was a pretty good story about the Nazis in Czechoslovakia, Prague. So that's story. Chuck Curry got the stories about what happened in the movies over the weekend, 59 after the hour.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.